The public got a rare inside look at the Supreme Court this week when the Library of Congress opened the papers of the late Justice Harry Blackmun. Scholars will be examining the half-million items in the documents for years. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg was the only broadcast reporter granted advance access to all the material. This week she's been reporting on what she found.
Harry Blackmun's 630 linear feet of files cover his 24 years on the nation's highest court. And in reviewing them, an observer can only marvel at the hard work they represent from all the justices. In each of the case files, whether the controversy is large or small, one finds draft after draft and memo after memo asking for this change or that, with the author of each opinion and his or her colleagues struggling and battling in some cases over words and legal concepts. This is one place where words count. Take, for example, the 1992 case of Lee versus Weissman, a test of whether prayers said at public school graduations were constitutional. The case was argued on November 6, 1991, and Justice Antonin Scalia put the question this way.
They have invocations like that at all sorts of events, not just high school graduations. Why is it suddenly different when it happens at a high school graduation or a middle school graduation?
Afterwards, in the justices' secret conference, Justice Anthony Kennedy was the fifth and decisive vote to uphold graduation prayers. By custom, the Chief Justice assigns the opinion when he's in the majority. In this case, the Chief assigned the writing to Justice Anthony Kennedy. But once Kennedy got his thoughts on paper, he wasn't pleased. And on March 30, 1992, he wrote to the Chief and to Blackmun, "My draft looked quite wrong." So Kennedy rewrote the opinion to reach the opposite conclusion. And Blackmun, now the senior justice in the majority, formally assigned him the writing task. Kennedy's first draft, however, was based on a legal rationale far narrower than those favored by the others in the majority, Justices O'Connor, Stevens, Souter, and Blackmun. And they were anxious that his opinion not be too narrow. Kennedy's argument was that even voluntary school-sponsored prayer is coercive for the non-believer. But the other justices in the majority felt that school-sponsored prayer did more, that it, in effect, established a kind of state religion in violation of the Constitution. There followed memos between Kennedy and the others on literally dozens of proposed changes, some stylistic, some not. For example, Kennedy's first draft contained this sentence. "This is not a case in which the graduating student could avert her eyes or otherwise avoid with ease a religious display to which she objects. After all, at graduation," Kennedy observed, "the state has in every practical effect compelled attendance." Several justices wanted the sentence deleted. Blackmun wanted the whole paragraph out because, quote, "I am afraid that this paragraph will suggest that outside the school setting, subtle government pressure on religion would be permissible." The other justices in the majority also focused on the sentence as objectionable. Blackmun's clerk memos suggest he asked for deletion of the whole paragraph, figuring that he would at least get the offending sentence deleted. And that was indeed what happened. Kennedy deleted the sentence, quote, "with much reluctance," but kept the rest of the paragraph because he thought it necessary to the integrity of the whole opinion. And so it went with almost every page of the opinion. Justice John Paul Stevens wrote, for example, "On page 7, I think the first sentence of the last paragraph could be stronger," and he suggested a substitute. Kennedy made the change, as he did dozens of others, but more were to come. After Kennedy circulated a second draft, Justice David Souter chimed in on several points, starting with, "I am concerned that your two full paragraphs on page 13 create the impression that prayers at graduation ceremonies might be permissible so long as the state instructs students to sit during them, thus avoiding the problem of the non-believer being singled out when he or she fails to stand. If the lower courts construe our holding to mean this, as they reasonably could, the public schools could effortlessly circumvent our decision." Justice Kennedy responded immediately. "Though at some point an opinion author is tempted to scream, 'Stop making improvements,' I must say you focus on a rather awkward point in the draft, and your concerns are valid." Kennedy added language to fix the problem, and the drafts continued to fly. On June 18th, the dissenters circulated their opinion. Kennedy made minor changes to respond and added some more language, declaring that "the timeless lesson of the First Amendment is that if citizens are subjected to state-sponsored religious exercises, the state disavows its duty to leave that sphere of life to the individual." Leaving religion to individual conscience, wrote Kennedy, is the mark of a free people. 6 days later, the opinion was released. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
To listen to Nina Totenberg's other reports on Justice Blackmun's papers, please go to our website, npr.org.